Welcome back to Access Aggieland right here on iHeartRadio. My name is Andrea. Joining me right now, Bernie Eggert, Chief Information Officer, City of Bryan.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're going to be talking about a very, very important campaign.
This year is the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, 16th year. It's a national program started by the Department of Homeland Security and has grown exponentially over the last 16 years to include entities around the globe. It's no longer just a national program. This is the City of Bryan's fourth year participating in this annual campaign. And as a result, we are considered a cyber champion with the Department of Homeland Security. This year's campaign is focused on how we as individuals that use technology every second of the day in our lives, how we can own it, secure it, and protect it. And what it is our lives, our digital life, our everything about us.
I mean, it really is.
It is. You have everything out there on the internet. Everything is forever. Whatever you put out there is out there forever. And we have to understand that. And it's really important, especially for what I consider the younger crowd, you know, the 10-year-olds to the 30-year-olds that really just may or may not think about some things, the applications they download, the social media platforms they engage in. It's all public, and no application is free, even though it says free, download now. It's not free.
Yeah.
It's farming your purchases and targeting you for future purchases. And those are things we have to keep in mind when we're downloading applications.
And this is why sometimes when we are online, we get certain advertisements that pop up.
Do you remember yesterday you were looking for a washer and dryer? And
yeah.
Weird, you pull up the app that you downloaded a year ago, and all of a sudden at the bottom it says washer and dryer at Lowe's or something.
I'm telling you, the weirdest thing that happened was I was at Macy's. Never once did I pull out my phone and Google anything. But we were at Macy's looking for Cal King sheets, which are very difficult to find. And we did mention it several times. Never once did we pull out our phone to Google it, but we did get home and immediately started seeing advertisements for Cal King sheets.
Our phones are always listening to us. It's not a coincidence that you are talking about these sheets and all of a sudden, bam. You ever do a Google after something you were talking about and all of a sudden you start typing in the first two or three letters and bam, it's
there
the first thing that pops up.
Yep. It's hard to Christmas shop because of it.
Yes.
I had a very difficult time Christmas shopping last year because, you know, if I search for something, then my husband will get advertisements for that same thing.
Yes.
You know, so it makes it hard.
It does. But this year's campaign, the own it aspect of the National Cybersecurity Awareness Campaign is never click and tell. Stay safe on your social media platforms. Make sure who you're talking with and what you're saying, because you may think you and I are having a private conversation, but you may feel inclined. It's just like human conversation right now. You and I, even though we're on the radio, you and I might be having a private conversation. Well, you may not think it's as private, and you start sharing it. It's the same thing, only it's exponentially faster.
Yeah.
You make sure you continually update your privacy settings. Every time you apply an update to your Android, iOS device, etc., make sure you recheck your settings, your privacy settings. Keep tabs on your apps, best practices for device applications. Again, nothing is free. Never click and tell. Staying safe on social media. The secure aspect of it is all of our finances are online. I don't remember the last time I've walked into a credit union or a bank.
Right.
And you should always be aware. Shake up your password protocol. Invest in a application. Yes, I just said that, an application. Invest in one that's, you know, whatever minimal cost per year where you keep your passwords in a password vault. And then you only need one password for the vault. And your vault will create these very, very difficult passwords for you. But you don't have to remember them because it brings up the password whenever you go to log into that page.
Yes.
And you can tie it to your phone, to your home computer, to your iPad, whatever device you have. You can also double your login protection by turning on multi-factor. With my phone here, my iPhone, I have to do a fingerprint, but I can also turn on do both. So that's something else you could do.
What's your favorite between the two of them?
On vaults?
On the
Android and iPhone.
The fingerprint or the numeric password?
It depends on modern day first world problems. Whether I'm feeling lazy and don't want to type it in, you know? It really is.
Yes, it is.
Mental laziness on which path I go.
Okay, so there's not one that's more secure with the other,
no.
Probably. Okay.
No. But I definitely recommend investing in a password vault. They're not that expensive, maybe $4 or $5. Don't get the cheap one. Get the one that costs a little bit.
Don't get the free one.
Don't get the free one. Don't trust the software that comes with your phone to store your passwords.
Yes.
That's the easiest thing to hack.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I saw a story on social media a couple days ago where a hacker hacked into a homeowner's smart home system, took over their thermostat and turned it up to 90 degrees,
yes,
and also started playing, yes, vulgar music in their house.
All right. So
amazing.
I'm going to throw this at you. I put together regular newsletters, et cetera, for the City of Bryan staff. We have a very, very strong cybersecurity awareness program at the City of Bryan. Thankfully, we have a city manager and a council that are very aware of the cyber ramifications and liabilities that that brings. We have to constantly stay alert. It's not something that you can rest easy on. And especially those IoT, Internet of Things devices that you have in your home. Let's say you have a baby monitor in your home.
Yeah.
You go to the store, the manufacturer of that baby monitor, they sell you that device, they don't care about security after that. There's firmware on that baby monitor device. You're not updating that firmware on that baby monitor device. So the day you buy it is the day the system's security starts to degrade. It's actually the day it was manufactured, because it can sit on the shelf for months before it's sold. Those types of devices make your home more and more vulnerable, and that's how they get into these baby cams and things like that.
That's really scary.
In regards to protect it, if you connect, you must protect, update to the latest security software all the time. Keep your phone, your computer current. Keep your web browser and operating systems current. Stay protected while you are online. Never, ever, and I say this all the time, never, ever, ever connect to a public Wi-Fi. Never, ever connect to a public Wi-Fi. Let me say it again.
Use your hotspot then.
Use your own phone. You have nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Never connect. And those kiosks in the airport, you don't know who's managing those kiosks and who's the last person that worked on them. So you plug your phone in because you're running out of juice and you need to plug in before you get on the plane, because you're not going to have any juice when you get to your destination. Well, you can buy these data blockers. And those data blockers basically allow you to charge but don't allow any data to transfer to and from your phone. And they're cheap. You can get on Amazon for $2-3. Another thing, especially for the City of Bryan, we have to protect our citizens' data. Your personally identifiable information, you know, our home addresses, our phone numbers, as best we can, we need to protect everything that with people we interact with.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm talking with Bernie Aker, Chief Information Officer, City of Bryan. We're talking about National Cybersecurity Month. And some of the advice you have is very good. One of them, keeping a vault for your passwords on your phone. Download an app. It's going to be a couple dollars, but it's going to save you a lot of time.
And headache.
Absolutely. And if your kiddos are playing on your phone or their phone, don't let them download those free apps.
Be cautious. Yeah. Just be very cautious and aware of the apps that are on your phone.
They're constantly monitoring pretty much every little thing.
So City of Bryan did establish a web page where our weekly posts.
Thank you for these.
So I just handed handed her a data blocker.
Oh, data blocker.
That is a data blocker. Okay. So you plug your phone USB into the end of that. You can plug that into one of those kiosks I was just describing. No data transfer can pass through.
Fantastic.
It's just power.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So as part of the City of Bryan's National Cybersecurity Awareness efforts, you'll see a weekly post helping to raise awareness and spread fact-based knowledge on the importance of online safety, both at work and at home. These tips will be shared on our website at bryantx.gov/cyberaware. And we'll also be posting these things on our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. National Cybersecurity Awareness Month starts on the 1st of October and runs through the whole month.
All right. That's a good time to kind of update anything. And you said that when your phone updates, you also need to update those security preferences as well, which is quite often, every couple months.
Yes.
And definitely follow the City of Bryan Cyber Warrior. What is Cyber Warrior?
So we've coined a phrase, and we had this design that I just showed you created in-house. Someone designed it for us. We kind of threw at them what we were thinking, and this is what they came up with, and it's been a real success. Our employees know, we put out posters around the city. Our employees recognize that logo. I always equate to being more cyber aware to the time, and you won't remember this, but wearing seatbelts wasn't always required. And I do recall my parents being upset because now we're being told we have to wear seatbelts on my own. But it's second nature now. We don't get in a vehicle and move without doing that. It's the same thing with cybersecurity awareness. Us in our everyday lives have to be much, much more aware of our digital lives. You have digital rhythm. You're walking down the street and your phone vibrates or your phone rings. And you have a natural, instinctive, trained, by the way, your brain, to pick up your phone and look and do something, click on something, move something, etc. You have to adjust that. You have to stop and think. Now, you can still pick it up, but you don't have to act. And that's what we try to teach.
Okay, absolutely. And you were mentioning that you do have a social media page.
We do, City of Bryan's social media page. They have Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right.
And these will be on there as well.
All right, wonderful. It was so nice to meet you. Is there anything else we need to touch on?
I think I covered it. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.